You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And these people,
非常重要,
they are very important.
因为这些人如果失败,
because if these people have failed,
整个的团体,
the whole group,
就会陷到很大的麻烦里,
will fall into great troubles.
这是为什么?
That is why,
神的儿女们,
God's children,
对着神所兴起来的领袖
Towards the leaders that God has raised
我们要保护他们
We need to protect them
不要光想利用他们
Don't just want to make use of them
因为神做事的原则
Because the principle of God performing his task
神是使用一些器皿来成就他的旨意
God is using some vessels to accomplish his will
你如果回想整个圣经里面的故事
If you look back at the whole story of the Bible,
好像神旨意的成就
as if the accomplishment of God's will,
在不同的时代里面
through different generations,
都是根据一个人
is all based on one person.
只要这个人完蛋了
if this person is finished,
好像神整个计划都没了
as if God's whole plan would then be ended.
有没有想过
Have you ever thought about this?
一个Baby 摩西
A baby Moses
放在那个草做的篮子里
Place in that basket
丢在尼罗河里面
And thrown into the river Nile
谁能够相信
Who can believe that?
如果没有那一个使女
If there is no such, the maid was not there
把他带到公主的面前
and brought him in front of the princess.
以色列还要等多久才会有一个救主带他们脱离埃及呢?
How long did the Israelite have to wait for someone to rescue them and brought them out of Egypt?
多少的时候?
How many times?
想一想。
To think about it,
约瑟如果在埃及失败
Joseph, had he failed in Egypt?
还有以色列这个民族吗?
Is there still such a nation as the Israelite?
以撒
Isaac
如果早早就死掉
If he had died early on
神应许那一个子孙又怎么应验
That one promised descendant that God had promised, what will happen then?
玛利亚地上的老公
Mary's earthly husband
如果对着天使的启示不忠心
If he had not been faithful to the revelation from the angel
说走吧
To say go away
他说为什么要走
He said why do I have to go
好不容易安定下来啊
I've only just settled down
走去哪里
Go where do I go
去非洲
To Africa
你要去吗
Do you want to goWould you go?
没有人要去的，谁要去非洲啊？
Nobody wants to go to Africa.
他约瑟老老实实的带着老婆带着孩子走了。
Joseph obediently brought his wife and the child and they went.
他怎么知道希律王会把这些 baby 一个一个都杀光？
How would he know that King Herod was going to kill the babies one by one?
如果他一个人的失败
If because of his one failure of this one person,
baby 耶稣被干掉了。
The baby Jesus would have been killed.
那是多么可怕的事。
What a horrible thing that would happen.
我们要记住一件事。
We must remember one thing.
看起来是神的旨意随时都可能失败。
Seemingly God's will or plan may fail anytime.
但是是神奇妙的恩典。
However, it's the amazing grace of God.
一路保守。
Guarding him all the way.
几千年的历史里面
in the history of the thousands of years
是神自己
It's God himself
在每一个细节里
In every little detail
确保 神所使用的器皿
To ensure that the vessel being used by God
能够得蒙保护
That may be protected
这是什么样的恩典
What kind of grace that is
保护我们的
To protect us
不会打顿
And it will not stop, will not take a nap
也不会睡觉
And not sleep
这是每一个基督徒
It is every Christian
我们的安全感
This is for us the sense of security
谁保护我们
Who is protecting us
是我们的神
It's our God
是神的恩典
It's the grace of God
第二方面
Secondly
耶和华的恩典纪念他的仆人
And the Lord Jehovah's grace remembers his servant
这段圣经记载了四个勇士
And this part of the Bible recorded four great warriors
他们是大卫的手下
And they are the subordinates of David
他们为着神的百姓去征战
They went to battle for God's people
你如果仔细读这段圣经
And if you carefully read this part of the Bible
你发现一个很大的特点
You would discover a very special characteristic
圣灵特别清楚记载这每一个人的全名
And the Holy Spirit very carefully specially recorded the full name of each and every one of these people
希鲁雅的儿子亚比赛
Abishai, the son of Zeruiah
户沙人希比该
Shibichai and his Hushite
伯利恒人雅格俄尔金的儿子希勒哈南
And that is in the battle of God, the Elohanan, son of Jerry Origin, the Bethlehemite.
大卫哥哥施米亚的儿子约拿丹
And Jonathan, son of Shimeah, David's brother.
这是什么意思
What do that mean?
这里告诉我们
Here it tells us.
神纪念
God remembers.
这些为着神的国度为着神的百姓
These who fight for God's people and God's nation kingdom
甘心牺牲冒险的英雄们
Willingly to risk their life and to take risk the heroes
他们面对的是非常可怕的巨人
What they are facing are the very terrible horrible giants
不错
It's true
得胜是属乎耶和华
The victory belongs to the Lord Jehovah
荣耀应该归给神
And the glory should be given to God.
但是神纪念他使用的器皿。
However, God remembers the vessels that he used.
这是为什么我们基督徒。
And that is why we Christians.
我们要纪念。
We have to remember.
神使用的那些器皿。
These vessels that God uses.
我们要纪念那些在主里面劳苦摆上的肢体们。
We have to remember these bodies, these parts that is laboring in God, in the Lord.
不要把别人的摆上当作平常。
Do not take it lightly for other people's offering up to God.
有人说现在的年轻人。
And some people said the young people of these days.
对父母都没心没肝。
They are even heartless towards their parents.
好像谁对他做什么都是应该的。
As if whatever they do for him is true, they should do it for them.
来到教会。
And they come to the church.
来到团契里面。
They come to their fellowship group.
不管谁对他有什么好。
Regardless how kind other people are to them.
他都觉得应该的。
They think that's the way they should be treated.
好像人家欠他一样。
As if people owe it to them.
我们需要记住。
We must remember.
神纪念。
God remembers.
我们也要学会纪念。
We also need to learn to remember.
这不只是旧约的道理。
This is not just reasoning in the Old Testament.
你读新约圣经。
If you're reading the New Testament.
你会发现有同样的原则。
You will discover that there is the same principle.
在保罗的书信里面。
In the letters of Paul.
常常我们会发现。
Constantly we will discover.
保罗有一连串的问候、祝福、感谢和称赞的话。
Paul has a lot of greetings and blessings and gives thanksgiving.
特别在罗马书十八章第三节那里。
Especially in the book of Romans, chapter 18, verse 3. 16 verse 3.
第三节和第四节这么说。
Verses 3 and 4 it says.
问百基拉和雅居拉安他们在基督耶稣里与我同工也为我的命将自己的景象置之度外。不但我感谢他们就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们。
Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them.
虽然我们不知道亚基拉和百基拉面对的是什么样的哥利亚。
Although we do not know what Aquila and Priscilla are facing, what kind of giants they are.
但是我们知道他们是冒着生命的危险和保罗同工。
But however, we know that they're risking their lives to co-work with Paul.
保罗纪念他们。
Paul remembers them.
就如我们的主纪念门徒为他的牺牲一样。
Just like our Lord remembering his disciples who's working and risking their lives for him.
在路加福音22章28节。
In Gospel Luke chapter 22, verse 28,
主对他的门徒说
The Lord said to his disciples,
我在磨练之中
I'm during my trial,
常和我同在的就是你们
Who constantly are with me is that you?
虽然我们每一个人
Although each and every one of us,
面对的哥利亚不一样
We are facing a different kind of Goliath.
但是在永恒里的价值都是宝贵的。
However, the value in eternity, they're all precious.
因为恩典的主。
Because the gracious Lord.
纪念我们一点点的摆上。
He remembered every little bit of our offering up.
我回想这些年在服事的过程中。
And I look back on these years of my serving him.
我实在感谢。
I truly thank him.
多少的弟兄姐妹。
How many brothers and sisters.
为着神的国。
For the kingdom of God.
为着神的百姓。
For the people of God.
他们牺牲。
They sacrifice.
他们奉献。
They offer up.
他们在爱心中的劳苦。
They labor in love.
我相信。
And I believe.
不止我深深感谢他们。
Not just I who's deeply thankful to them.
我更相信。
All the more I believe,
恩典的主,
the gracious Lord,
一定纪念,
he will definitely remember.
第三方面,
in the third direction,
20节到21节,
verses 22 to 21,
这里让我们看见在耶和华的恩典中,
here allows us to see that in the grace of our Lord Jehovah,
神让他的仇敌闭口不言,
and God silenced his enemies,
你注意
Pay attention.
这个第四个伟人
The fourth giant.
圣经对他的描述除了他的身高以外
The Bible's description of him other than his size.
特别
Especially.
是关于他的指头的数目
It's about the numbers of his fingers and toes.
强调他的出身是伟人的儿子后代
Emphasize that his birth was as a descendant of the giant.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
对吧?这个人确实是与众不同。
Because this person is really different from the rest.
这个人的外表虽然是与众不同。
Although his appearance is different from the rest.
但是他做的事和很多人完全一样。
But the things that he's done is the same as a lot of other people.
什么地方一样呢?
What is the area that is similar to others?
就是不认识神。
That is that he did not know God.
也不敬畏神。
That he was not fearful of the Lord God.
今天有许多的人。
Today many people.
也许在世上很独特。
Maybe they are very outstanding in the world.
很有出息。
And very excellent.
自己也觉得自己很了不起。
Even they themselves think that they are really great.
但很可能。
But it's very possible.
他们跟这个家伙一样。
They're just the same as this guy.
你没有知道为什么我说这个人叫家伙呢?
Why do you feel that I address this person as a guy?
因为圣经没有告诉我他们叫什么名字。
Because the Bible did not tell us what his name was.
听懂吗?
Do you understand?
前面三个被干掉的都有名字。
All the previous three who were killed, they had a name.
这个没有名字。
This one does not even have a name.
你知道为什么?
Do you know why?
因为所有自己觉得自己与众不同的人
Because all those people who think that they are excellent, different from other people
他很棒
He's excellent
但是不认识神
But he didn't know God
不敬畏神
He's not fearful of God
他就是这个东西
He's this guy, this thing
这样明白了
Now you understand
他胆子大到一个地步
He was so brave that he was so bold
向以色列人骂阵
That he was taunting the Israelites.
哎呀骂阵这个字啊
To taunt.
是一个很特别的字。
It's a very special word.
这个字啊
This word.
是撒母耳记上十七章的时候。
It's from 1 Samuel chapter 17.
哥利亚
Goliath.
对着以色列和耶和华所做的同样的一件事。
It's the same thing that he was doing to the Israelite and God.
在那次呢，用了六次。
And that word has been used six times.
完全一样的字。
Totally the same word.
那这个字什么意思？
So what does this word mean?
我去查了一下。
I check it out.
这个字的意思。
And this word means.
至少有四方面。
At least there are four meanings.
第一个是羞辱。
One is to humiliate.
第二个是嘲笑。
The other one is mocking.
第三个是贬低。
The one is trying to despise them and lower them.
第四个是谩骂。
The fourth one is to insult them, to scold them.
Yeah. 当有人
when someone
羞辱
to shame you or humiliate you,
嘲笑
to mock you.
贬低
to try and despise you,
谩骂
or to scold you,
神的儿女
God's children,
那个人
that person,
就是这个家伙
will be called this guy.
这样懂了没有？
Do you understand?
今天这个世界
today in this world,
像这样的人很多的
there are many such kind of people,
你不要害怕
you don't be afraid of them.
圣灵写这段故事告诉你什么
What does the Holy Spirit want to tell you by writing this part of the Bible?
别急
Don't worry
不要急
Don't worry
要不了多久
It will not be too long
干这种事的人
People who did such kind of things
都有同样的下场
They will have the same ending
伟大的哥利亚
The great Goliath
乖乖地躺在地上
Obediently fall onto the floor, ground
他的头被大卫砍掉。
His head was being cut off by David.
大卫特别用哥利亚的刀砍他的头。
David specially used Goliath's own sword to cut off his head.
现在这个没有名字的巨人。
And now this nameless giant.
他骂神的百姓。
He was scolding God's people.
他的下场。
And his ending was the same.
什么下场呢？
What kind of ending was it?
就是他再也不会说话了。
That is, he was no longer able to speak.
对吧？
Is that right?
因为他被杀了。
Because he was killed.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
这个不会说话的巨人。
This giant who's no longer able to speak.
不管他怎么对待，他活的时候怎么对待神的百姓。
Regardless of how he treated God's people when he was alive,
神早晚有一天叫他闭嘴。
Sooner or later, God will stop him from speaking.
你要知道一件事。
You must know one thing.
今天不管神让什么样的人羞辱、嘲笑、贬低、谩骂我们。
No matter what kind of people will shame us, will try to despise us, or insult us, or scold us.
因为我们是神的孩子。
Because we are children of God.
你只要看看这个躺在这里的巨人。
All you need to do is look at this giant who has fallen onto the ground.
这个巨人在对你说话。
And this giant is speaking to you now.
他告诉你说。
He's telling you that.
所有干这种事的。
All people who've done such kind of things.
有一天都会跟我一样。
One day will be like me.
你一定要相信他的话。
You must believe his words.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个死的巨人的儿子是不会说谎的。
Because this dead son of the giant will no longer able be to speak.
最后一方面。
Find the last direction.
耶和华的恩典。
The grace of our Lord Jehovah.
应验了他的应许。
Has actually fulfilled his own promise.
二十二节说。
Verse 22 it says.
这四个人是加特伟人的儿子。
These four were descendants of Rapha in Gath.
都死在大卫和他仆人的手下。
And they all fell at the hands of David and his men.
我们刚才已经说过了。
Just now we have already mentioned.
伟人的儿子。
The sons of the descendants of the giants.
其实是讲到利凡因这个人，这个族的人的后代。
It's actually talking about the descendants of the person Raphim, this tribe.
耶和华在创世纪十五章十八节那里说
And, the Lord Jehovah in Genesis chapter 15 verse 18.
当那日耶和华与亚伯兰立约
That day when he made the covenant with Abraham.
说我已赐给你的后裔从埃及河直到幼发拉底大河之地。
said, the descendants I have given you from the covenant, from the land of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates.
就是基尼人、基尼喜人、贾摩尼人、赫人、比西利人、利凡因人。
And that is the land of the Kenites, Canaanites, Canaanites, Hittites, Pharisees, Raphaelites.
虽然这是一个非常古老的应许。
Although this was a very ancient promise.
如今圣灵告诉我们。
But now the Holy Spirit tells us.
在大卫的年代终于应验。
In the days of David, it was finally fulfilled.
你如果还记得撒母耳记下第三章十八节那里
，If you can still remember 2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 18，
因为耶和华曾论到大卫说
，Because the Lord Jehovah has once mentioned David， say,
我必借我仆人大卫的手救我民以色列脱离非利士人和众仇敌的手。
Through my servant David's hand, I will set them free from the enemy's hands.
以色列的百姓
The Israelite people,
在非利士人手下这么多年被欺压
They have been suppressed under the hands of Philistine for so long.
圣灵这里告诉以色列的百姓
The Holy Spirit now is telling the Israelite
是神的恩典
It's the grace of God
把这一些非利士的巨人完全解决
It's totally finished up all the descendants of these giants.
耶和华的应许
And the promise of our Lord Jehovah,
一定应验
they will definitely be fulfilled.
因为耶和华神
because our Lord God Jehovah,
是一位信实的神
He's a faithful God.
耶和华的信实
the faithfulness of our Lord Jehovah,
不但是对着以色列的百姓如此
not only towards the Israelite people,
耶和华的信实
God's faithfulness,
在我们每一个人身上都是如此
in each and every one of us is the same way.
那在我们里面开始了善工的
He who begins a good work in us,
一定要成全他所开始
will definitely accomplish and finish what he has started.
这是这段圣经
and this is this part of the Bible
给我们每一个人
give each and every one of us
最好的鼓励
the best encouragement
不管你今天生命中有什么样的难处
regardless what kind of difficulties you have in your life today
大的不得了的难处
even if it's so huge and big
请记住
please remember
你所信的神
Lord, the God that you believe in,
他是信实
He's faithful.
我们低头祷告
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父求你用着这些话
Heavenly Father, please use these words
帮助你自己的百姓
to help your own people
让我们在恩典中长大
so that we may grow up through you in your grace
让我们认识你的恩典
so that we may know your grace
奉耶稣基督的名
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.